Welcome to Putting Quality in the Quality Payment System. This is Debbie Saracen. I'm Manager of Quality Reporting at ACOSP, and I want to welcome you to this podcast. Hopefully you've listened to the previous podcast, which is an overview of the Quality Payment Program and exemptions from MIPS. The next area which we will cover is one of the four areas which makes up the Quality Payment Program, quality. Quality is the most important area as it is weighted at 50% of the total composite payment score for those who are reporting through the Merit-Based Incentive Payment System, also called MIPS. The other measures are resource use at 10%, advancing care information, which is worth 25%, and practice improvement activities, which are at 15%. This is for the reporting year 2018 only. Quality is important because in your office setting, it's really looked at as improved patient outcomes. If you think about it as improving patient outcomes, it becomes less about CMS and more about what you and your practice strive for every day. For 2018, you will be selecting six quality measures from the CMS list of seven PCP family medicine measures. There will be links to this information on the acofp.org website. You can identify your selected measures through your EMR, and at the end of the year, you will be pulling a file from your EMR to import to the CMS reporting site. But that's another podcast later in the year. It is good practice to select your measures early in the year so that you and others in the practice can focus efforts on improving these outcomes in your Medicare Part B patient population. Examples of quality measures are controlling high blood pressure, controlling HA1C in your pre-diabetic or diabetic patients, depression remission at 12 months, and use of imaging studies for low back pain. While your EMR tracks the measures during the year, it doesn't tell you the right patients to focus on at the right time. That's what a population health platform does. The ACOFP and Lightbeam Population Health Management have partnered to bring members an affordable solution which will help you identify and treat the most complex patients and those that are costing the healthcare system the most. You can contact me at debbies@acofp.org, again, debbies@acofp.org, or you may call my office at 847-952-5523 for more information or a free consultation. So I'd like to close this session on quality and invite you to continue on to learn more about the other three areas of the Quality Payment Program. Thank you.